It's July 4th.
You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
How dare that guy be angry? Totally wide open borders, government stealing pension funds worldwide, banker bailouts in the hundreds of trillions, total authoritarianism being publicly set up. Well, it's bizarre to get upset about all that and have our whole future destiny destroyed by a bunch of anti-human eugenicists. Who would want to politically blow up something like that? Why, Paul Revere, he said to arms, get ready to kill people that are trying to enslave us. But when I got up and told Piers Morgan a year and a half ago to go to Hades, we knew he was there for gun confiscation. Why, it was radical. It was evil. It was outrageous. Because if you let one ant stand up, they might all stand up. And then there goes our way of life. We ought to play that clip coming into the next segment. Well, I'm sitting here, ladies and gentlemen, listening to the show over at my folks' house with the family. You're saying, oh, you're on the radio. No, I'm not. This is an original first hour of the July 4th, 2014 transmission that I'm taping Thursday afternoon. And then we've got a retransmission of a very powerful interview we did with David Icke. I think one of the best ones ever coming up in the second and third hour. We've had a lot of requests to rebroadcast that. And then I'll be back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. with a Sunday transmission. And I got in here with a copy of the Declaration of Independence, and I got in here with a bunch of news articles. And what I think I want to get into is just how America has changed and what a police state we are versus where we should be going. And while the police state is pointed at the American people, the border is wide open and illegal aliens are being given free welfare and bussed in anywhere they want to go in the country, showing the whole war on terror and the quote Al-Qaeda threat is a giant joke. We know it is. We're not saying there aren't radical Muslim terrorists out there. What we are saying and proving is criminal globalist interest in NATO, Saudi Arabia, our government, you name it. Israel. Netanyahu came out last week or a week and a half ago and said, oh, yeah, we need to help ISIS, you know, take over Iraq. It'll destabilize the Muslims. Destabilize them? Putting one of the worst groups, if not the worst Al-Qaeda group, in charge of Iraq that we went and overthrew to put an elected government in that's been pro-America compared to ISIS they are. I mean, that's an evil policy. And when I came back through customs this week from a vacation, I ran into the customs guy because they put this big cross on the computer printout I got in the first kiosk I went through, basically like a harassment no-fly list. And the guy knew who I was a listener. And said, this is outrageous, and literally started cussing. And he was a veteran, and then had come back into customs after 9/11 because a family member got killed. And he was a listener, and he was shaking with anger. Shaking in anger. And here's the other good news. I'm not tooting my horn. I didn't tell this the other day when I got back Wednesday. The customs guy I talked to in Grand Cayman, where your bags come up, the head customs guy, he was the boss there, said, oh, Alex Jones, I was listening to your show yesterday. And you know, said he really appreciates what I say and what I do. And then I ran into two cops that were listeners, and I got mobbed. I mean, I've never been mobbed like this in Austin. That's the closest other place. In the middle of the Caribbean, south of Cuba. Again, I'm not saying I'm a big shot. What I'm saying is freedom is incredibly popular. So on July 4th, 2014, I want to give you the good message. Yesterday, we had Professor Daryl Hamamoto on. Incredible. He contacted us and said, I've heard that name before. I've seen him all over TV. You know, he's a sociologist, I guess you call it anthropologist, political scientist. And he's just basically Rockefeller Foundation originally, you know, awarded. And he's an insider blowing the whistle and just conferring and augmenting with data everything we already know. And he said a bunch of the other professors know the truth and are about to go public. They're threatening his job right now, but he doesn't care. He was happy because that's the spirit of liberty. That's the spirit that can't be stopped. That's the spirit that gets me fired up. Because nothing makes me more angry than a bunch of bullies.
stand up to us, then they all might stand up.
Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life.
It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
And we are waging war on corruption. We are crashing through the lies and disinformation on this July 4th, 2014 worldwide transmission. Calls are coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to go into the archive in the second and third hour and have David Icke retransmitted. A few weeks ago, he was on. I think it was the best interview ever. I keep saying each new interview is the best ever, but they just get better and better. So that's coming up. Then I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. You know, I want to read a little bit from the Declaration of Independence, and I forgot to get it out of the printer out there. They'll bring it to me in a few minutes. But there's a part in there. We tend to forget the Declaration of Independence exists, but it's as important or more important than the Bill of Rights, and way more important than the Constitution. I mean, we think of the Constitution as all those documents, but the Constitution isn't as good as Declaration of Independence or Bill of Rights because it had all the states involved, the former colonies, in 1798, and there was some lawyer stuff snuck into there. It's still diametrically opposed to tyranny. The globalists hate it and demonize it 24/7. It's just not a fount of goodness like the Bill of Rights or the Declaration of Independence. And here it is. Down in the second paragraph, it says, "Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for lighter transient causes." And then they go on. And that's if you really studied history, most revolutions turn into something worse. Hell, they have, you know, revolutions all the time in African countries. Generally gets worse. There's no stability. They have them in, you know, Latin America all the time. It just gets worse. They've had them in Europe and things just got worse. One reason Europe had the Renaissance, and I'm not calling for culling of the population, but the elites mainly lived in the cities. About half the population, it's estimated, on the high end, a third on the low end, died in the Great Plague or waves of the Black Death, bubonic plague. And it wiped out so many of the elites that they couldn't spend all their time for about 100 years persecuting everyone out in the countryside and making sure no one sold goods that weren't stamped by the king. The monopoly, the crony capitalist. The crony capitalists were busy getting bled and taking all their quack cures while the people on the countryside, practicing what they called witchcraft, it really wasn't herbs, lived. You know, ring around the rosy, pocket full of posies, ashes to ashes, we all fall down. Is that how it goes?
That's correct.
That's how the song goes. That's a song about you get the red marks, you die. Ring around the rosy, pocket full of posies, ashes to ashes, we all fall down. It wasn't that Europe had ever really been any better than anybody else. It's that they had some of the Roman technologies still in the government facilities and the church facilities, but not widely distributed. And so then once government got brought down, some of that knowledge got out. The people created a middle class. And it was off for the races. And it was still wars and disasters and all sorts of problems. But that's why Western culture, to dumb it down, has been so powerful and so important. Was because ruling elites got wiped out. And you had a revolution of the people, kind of like a new frontier. Like the American frontier experience in Manifest Destiny had all its own problems, but for all of its issues, there were a few cases of groups being able to have freedom away from government and to have a wildcat economy, so it created the most inventions, the most science, the most freedom in comparison to the other tyrannies. But I'm kind of gone off the deep end ranting about that. The point is, America has been exceptional in much of its history. Exceptionally bad and exceptionally good. And it wasn't Americans that said that. It was other people around the world. And they wanted to get here because it was so much better. Now we're going the way of stagnation, of gang-run government, of oligarchy, of kleptocracy, of truly totalitarianism or total tyranny. And so there's a real hunger for freedom again, but there's an establishment understanding that there is that hunger, so they're trying to suppress it. But everything you try to suppress ends up just exploding. You try to bury the truth, it explodes that much stronger. To use a cheesy line from episode 4 of Star Wars, the tighter you squeeze, Governor Tark, the more star systems will slip through your fingers. These are cliches, but they're true. And so governments shouldn't be changed for light or transient reasons, transient causes, to quote the text correctly. But when you've got a eugenicist-based, New World Order, globalist-based, truly anti-human, psychopathic system playing everyone off against each other, trying to dumb the population down, it isn't a right, it isn't a duty, it is an absolute survival imperative that you resist it. And you resist it peacefully, because the pen is mightier than the sword, as long as you can. But there may come a time, as Winston Churchill said, where you have no other choice but to physically resist it. And that is why the American people instinctively are buying guns and food and preparing, not because they want to fight. They're saying, just leave us alone, you know, to quote Howard Beale, in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my steel belted radios and, you know, we'll leave you alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. We've got to get out of our trance. I don't have all the answers, but we've got to get out of our comfort zone. We've got to get mad. We've got to say, I'm a human being. My life has value. That's what it comes down to. In the USA, ladies and gentlemen, look at these headlines, from Austin to Albuquerque, New Mexico, to California, to peaceful students sitting out at UC Davis being sprayed with pepper spray for no reason. You try to chalk the sidewalk in front of your own house, you get arrested in Austin. It's totally protected speech. It's a public commons. People have always drawn on the walls and the ground. Rome tried to ban it, and they could. They don't want the little people having speech. They don't want you being free on the internet. They don't want talk radio. They don't want Infowars.com or DrudgeReport.com or anything else they don't control. Look at these headlines. Santa arrested in Austin for drawing on sidewalk with chalk. Huffington Post. Review Journal. Sidewalk chalk. This is Las Vegas. Could land 4 protesters in jail for a year. A year. You know, people ask what I'm going to do today as I take this Thursday. I'm going out with a video camera tomorrow morning with my slave phone, my iPhone, and I'm going to chalk. And if I get arrested, I do. And if I'm a bad guy because of that, so be it. That's what I'm doing July 4th. Everybody listening to my voice should go to the store, whatever you got to do, and chalk that we have a First Amendment, we have freedom, and we have a Second Amendment, and we're not backing down. Jail for using chalk on sidewalks. City needs to erase this error. That's out of Orlando. That's Florida. Sidewalk chalk. Artist acquitted after facing 13 years in jail over vandalism. International Business Times. See, it's backfiring. Look at this from last July 4th. July 4th park rules. No generators, propane grills. Number one. Number two, no tents or shelters. Number three, police will be conducting searches of bags and coolers for reasons of public safety. Yeah, we're going to take your freedom for your safety. That's the greatest danger. Number four, no alcoholic beverages at any time. No personal fireworks, including novelty fireworks and sparklers. No dogs or pets allowed all day. Skate park, baseball court, tennis court, and kids' cove will be closed at 7 p.m. Notice the entire park is under video surveillance. And you can argue it's for your safety, except that it isn't angels running this system. Angels don't play this harp. It's the globalist. So that's just some of the news on that front. And then you've got what's happening now. California gun confiscation bill passes, approves $24 million to expedite illegal gun seizure. Now they're saying if one person says they're scared of your guns, even if you did nothing wrong, they'll take your guns. NYPD cracks down on long guns that hold more than 5 rounds. Now they're trying to ban those. Obama administration proposes new executive gun background checks with executive orders, just like open borders with executive orders. It goes on and on and on what they're doing. And then I get into all the other stacks. The TSA upping security for the 4th of July to grope your genitals because terrorists might be everywhere when the government publicly funds ISIS and Al-Qaeda is turning the whole Middle East and much of Africa over to them. It's absolutely ridiculous that this is happening, that this is unfolding. And again, I don't even blame the poor TSA people. They're there to just break our will. They're not sophisticated to know that. The general public isn't sophisticated enough. And I'm here to decompartmentalize people so they understand what's happening. Look at this headline. North Dakota man sentenced to jail in controversial drone arrest case. He's the first American to be sentenced to jail because cows kept coming on his property under the law there. The third time you get to keep the cows. We own cows. We know the rules. We've had our cows taken. They kept getting to the fence. Third time, you know, neighbor gets the cows. You go back to get the cows. They go, sorry, they keep coming over here and having sex with my prize cows. Your bull does. I'm keeping your bull and I'm selling him for hamburger meat. In fact, we even have like hillbilly, what do you call it? The Hathcocks and the McCoys. I mean, we literally have like 30-year running deals with people that have taken some of our cows. But, you know, my grandpa didn't do anything because they had, you know, his bull was over there, you know, getting a little strange, as they say. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
Fix your fence, Jones.
But now Homeland Security goes after you with a predator drone and you go to jail. And they sent a SWAT team. I mean, look at what they're doing to your bank deposits, tracking everything you do, making you pay for them. That's what the whole cashless society is about. The NSA admittedly spying on everything you do. Microphones going up from Chicago to Austin, Texas. We're going to come back with Obama's abuses of power, the police armored vehicles they're buying, Big Brother and NSA surveillance. But we're also going to look at some of the positive things that's happened in the U.S. But we've gone from number one in every category to near the end of the pack or dead last almost every other. Under big government, under socialism, under crony capitalism, under insider deals. It's time to change course back towards America.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season.
When the blood runs high,
in this time,
give it to me easy.
And let
it's karaoke with Alex Jones.
With pleasured hands to take you in the sun to promised lands to show you.
That's the zombies, folks. I'd say they're not zombies.
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy? He rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time? To show.
All right, broadcasting worldwide, folks. Thank you for joining us. Look, I want to be clear about something. Kit Daniels had a story yesterday. Let me go up to Infowars.com. He had a story on Thursday confirmed Texas spending millions to send Texas Ranger state troopers to secure open border. And they're actually doing their job, not just writing tickets and getting revenue. The state should just a lot enough money they need to operate. Not have them write tickets to old ladies all day. Down there actually trying to stop all the criminals and people that are pouring across. And we saw that a few weeks ago and documented it. Now it's in the Austin American Statesman headline. Immigration strain is felt statewide, Texas officials say. DPS Director Steve McCraw told members of the Texas House Homeland Security and Public Safety Committee that his agency is coordinating saturation patrols in high threat areas along the state's southern border. Shifting DPS troopers, Texas Rangers, and DPS equipment to South Texas has drained the agency's ability to respond in other parts of the state, he acknowledged. I mean, you talk about Al-Qaeda, folks. That's a real group. They're taking over much of the Middle East right now. Our government's arming them. Again, you're being groped at the airport or on the highway. They got checkpoints, but the border is wide open. And so the state, it shows government's not one monolithic group. The state of Texas, to its credit, is actually doing what the state police are supposed to do. and that's protect those counties on the border. Sure, they don't have a jurisdiction right on the border. That's federal. And that's one of the few things the feds are supposed to do. They're not doing it. So even citizens, if the police don't do their job or others don't, it's failure to render aid. The state police are rendering aid. And they're getting shot at, by the way. That's coming out every couple days. So it's a real deal down there. They're down there in gunboats, heavily armored, but getting shot up. And the Mexican drug cartels have 50 caliber rifles, tanks, you name it. I don't hear Obama saying a word about the armored vehicles that the Mexican drug lords have and the Mexican military has who's involved in all this. It's all about how I'm bad because I own a gun and I'm a libertarian and Homeland Security's for me. Well, statistically, the Tea Party type folks have the lowest crime rate out there. So, again, it's a bunch of bunk. It's an attempted total political takeover. But I think Obama and the globalists have miscalculated big time with this abuse of power. And they're finally starting to wake people up. But you think about the abuse of power, shutting down our power plants, putting our military under NATO command, arming al-Qaeda, overthrowing Libya for al-Qaeda, which they admit's many times worse. The Obamacare tax, raising 7 taxes on blue-collar people, 21 taxes total. It's just monstrous. It's absolutely monstrous. And now members of Congress, like Randy Weber, are calling Obama a dictator. And he is becoming one. That doesn't mean he won't leave office. It just means he's turning the bureaucracy into a permanent dictatorship. And that means they do what they want, not what the law says, not what the Congress says. They want to open the border up, ship the illegals in on government buses. They do it. I don't declare a Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 2014. I declare a Declaration of Survival. A declaration of sanity, a declaration that I want out of Crazy Town because the socialists hate this country so much and the foreign banks want to wreck it and loot it. They've turned loose the socialists who really think they're going to create some type of magical puff the magic dragon land here in the United States by shipping in the dregs of the world. And I'm not against the dregs, even if they wear 6X underwear. It's just that it's not my job to pay more and more taxes to take care of you when your country won't accept me. It's a load of crap, and it just shows how tolerant Americans are and how they manipulated our Christian ethic with political correctness in the 50s and 60s to get rid of some of the major evils that were going on, to only boomerang it and replace it with stuff just as bad. In fact, I'd say even worse, because the other stuff you could see out in the open and was obviously a fraud. This stuff is creeping and sneaky and just slathering with fake niceties. Makes me want to vomit. All right, coming up, your phone calls. How do you do this with a tape show? I'll explain coming up. Now, we had callers left over at the end of the show. We just kept recording right into the fourth hour. So instead of overdrive, it's overdrive delayed for one day.
There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
We think, just let me think.
I suspect even now, orders are being shouted into telephones, and men with guns will soon be on their way.
It's Chancellor Settler.
Damn it!
Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words are for the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance, depression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and soliciting your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others. They will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
Is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
It is July 4th, 2014. And no, America by many yardsticks has been incredibly corrupt and evil, but by other measurements, incredibly dynamic and free and revolutionary in the amount of individual human empowerment when measured against other cultures and societies. That's what it comes down to. And so we want to uplift the better angels, as one philosopher once said, not just in men and women, but in this nation. We want to really enjoy the fruits of true free expression and human liberty. And we are faced by the controlled technocrats of the autocratic left that are racing globally to take over because they have the better camouflage as liberals. And then they're willing accomplices in the Republican or conservative echelons in different parts of the world. We are here to simply point out that common sense is not dead. Now, I want to go to your phone calls on this July 4th transmission that I taped on Thursday. And we had callers at the end of the show, so I said, why not just do a segment with those callers like Dre, Jane, George, Nathan, and some others that were patiently holding. So we're going to go to you right now, ladies and gentlemen, and then go back into an exploration of what is freedom versus tyranny. And how much more authoritarian will this country get before things turn around? And what can we do to turn it around? So that's coming up. And then a retransmission of a very powerful interview I did a few weeks ago with David Icke on this July 4th global transmission. And again, I'm going to be with my family on July 4th listening to this broadcast. We'll be back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. With the original Sunday transmission. Now, Dre called in, sparking me to end up doing these taped calls because I didn't want to hang up on him at the end of the show. And said, look, I'm Hispanic, and I don't want open borders. And, you know, he said it like, yeah, I mean, I kind of feel weird because, you know, if you're Hispanic, you're just supposed to do what the media says. I mean, that's not what he said, but that was kind of the inference that, you know, if you don't want illegals from all over the world, I don't care where they're from, China, Europe, you know, doesn't matter, to just come in, get free welfare, and be instantly legalized, why, it's crazy. And the thing to do if you're Hispanic, because that's the majority of the illegal immigrants, is to just legalize them. Folks, no one in the world does this. The globalists are doing it to collapse the country. And the issue is, it isn't that we don't like Hispanics. My gosh, I'd be all for it if they were libertarians, I'll be honest with you. But they're not. The numbers don't lie. Look them up. Over 90% of these new immigrants the last 20 years are put on welfare, turned into Democratic Party operatives. Republicans go along with it, and they vote like Californians do to take the guns. They're literally banning them wholesale right now in California. I had a professor on yesterday, today as we tape this, Thursday, Professor Yamamoto breaking it all down, or Hamamoto. So this is the reality of what we're facing, and it is a cold-blooded takeover. And it is a manipulation of people's historical cultural pride. I mean, I'm proud of the fact that I had family on the Mayflower, and I'm proud of the fact that I've got Comanche and, you know, other Native American bloodlines. And I'm proud of the fact that I'm Irish and Scottish and German and Alsatian. Quite frankly, I'm proud of every interesting group that makes up my being and who I am. But as Professor Daryl Hamamoto said on the show Thursday, this is artificial. This is a plan. And it's run by people who do not have our best interest at heart. So it must be resisted. He's doing that despite all the persecution he's going through. So without further ado, we'll talk to Dre, George, Nathan, and Jane here on July 4th, 2014, as our borders are gone. And what defines a country more than anything? It's borders. And that citizens have rights that immigrants don't have. Well, in the new America, citizens have less rights than the illegals. When you fly in as a citizen, get ready for a proctology exam. But when you come in as an illegal out of Mexico from Latin America, bus directly up, you are injected directly into the welfare line. You're given bus tickets to be distributed wherever you want. But if you're a member of the Congress, you can't go into these bases. And just yesterday, we got Department of the Air Force, 502 Air Base Wing, Joint Base San Antonio, where they've got thousands of these children. Remember, members of Congress aren't allowed in. Federal judges have ruled. Members of Congress, private security running it, total secret what's going on, saying he is banned and is not allowed to go onto the base ever again. It says that his actions have been detrimental to the maintenance and good order and discipline, as well as the safety and security of the installation that's involved in high treason. You are hereby put on notice that should you make an unauthorized entry onto the Joint Base San Antonio installations in the future, a department order will be issued and you will be probated from entering Lackland. And it just goes on to say, don't come on. So there you go. We're covering that at InfoWars.com. Let's go to your calls. Dre, start over where you began because we ended the show and you didn't get a chance to break down what's happening. Go ahead.
All right. First of all, Mr. Jones, I'd like to salute you and everything you do. You and the whole InfoWars operation is the new modern day Paul Revere. You guys are the true Paul Reveres. But what I was saying is I'm Hispanic and I'm against the illegal borders open up. I mean, the illegal crossing the borders, because like I said, we're trying to get people, citizens, off of welfare. And we can't get people off of welfare if we keep putting people on. You can't put a fire out if you keep adding gasoline to it. That's just not how it works. And like I said, people think I'm reverse racist because I'm against, you know, these illegals. No, there's a way, there's a proper way, a legal way to get into this country. I have family members who took them like 10, 15 years just to gain residency. And then another 5 years to get citizenship. And even they are like, what's going on here? These, we came here to work, and these kids are just coming here for welfare. That's not fair to the older generations.
No, it's not. And again, citizens are treated like total garbage. And then as long as you're illegal and of the group Obama wants to put into a racial category and politically control, then you have a red carpet. So it's also discriminatory on every single front as the country goes bankrupt. But, you know, what you're saying, Dre, makes too much sense. You want to work and be successful and have a future. You don't want more than half the public on welfare or assistance. But the people that want Cloward and Piven, the people that want political control, they do, because of automation of farms and industry, they don't even need that many people working anymore. They can just politically buy folks off with a welfare check, which keeps them in a form of abject slavery, but they never know that because it's what they are brought up in. And so they're trying to do with the incredibly smart, hardworking Hispanic folks coming into the country, they're trying to turn them into a welfare class like they did the incredibly smart, hardworking black community 60 years ago, who by every metric they've just wrecked. I mean, illegitimacy from 11% to 90%+. Prison rates from very low. Blacks had a lower imprisonment rate than whites. Back in the 40s, it's higher than anybody has ever had, you know, in this country. Something like 80% of black males have a criminal felony type record. I mean, it is crazy town what they've done. The government wants to become the daddy, not the men. And they are taking over. And we talked about that again with the professor earlier today. This is, again, taping on Thursday to air on July 4th. Daryl Hamamoto, and he broke it all down. He's a political scientist, high level, trained by the Rockefellers, you know, Rockefeller award winning, inside blowing the whistle. So it's simply bombshell. And they just say, if you're Hispanic, you're for gun control. If you're Hispanic, you know, you're for the Latinas running everything. Latino women, you've been told you're the anointed ones and have all the answers by the big foundations to be the dominators, to destroy your future and your children. You're smart. You're not stupid. Quit buying into it. Quit buying in to being the house slave. Anything else, Dre?
We talk about all these impeachable stuff that Obama's doing. I believe that he's doing it on purpose so that when the Democrats, like myself, I voted for him the first time. The second time I did it. But you get all these Obama supporters, blacks, Hispanics, and everybody on welfare, pretty much. If he gets impeached, they're going to look at it as racist. That will cause a civil unrest, which I think will justify the drone attack and the whole martial law and FEMA camps. That's just my theory.
Definitely. You know, we kept saying there were many detonators for martial law on the next level. And we had said it could be imploding the borders, because that was in Rex 84 back in the 80s, a plan that bipartisan globalists had come up with, in a way, and others, right along with the leadership of other countries that were planning to do it as well in their nations. And it could be a nuclear war. It could be a larger Middle East war, which they're starting with ISIS right now. I mean, our criminal government's in the middle of starting all that with Saudi Arabia and others. A sectarian, again, civil war, ruling the diverse cultures of the Middle East with a sectarian Shiite-Sunni civil war publicly started by the West. I mean, it's the same story. And they want to set up cultural divides here in this country, not let Hispanics assimilate and pick up the American culture that they wanted to get to own property, have guns, and be free, and replace it with a socialist Hispanic culture. I mean, who wants that? Hispanics don't want that. Hispanics, on average, at least Mexicans, it's on record, run from welfare until now, because they're advertising in the news, if you're a lazy welfare person, come here, it's a free ride. And it's just incredible. It's absolutely amazing. God bless you. Appreciate the call, Dre. George in Connecticut on July 4th. Go ahead. You're on the air. George, you want us to come back to you because you... aren't there, George. We're going to come back to you in a moment. Let's go to Jane in Austin, Texas. You're on the air, Jane.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I've been trying to get this information to you for just a little over a year now. I'm a longtime listener, and I always hear you talk about them pushing the cashless society, and you always mention how it's happening in England. Well, it's happening in our own backyard. I live in Austin, and they built a new, smaller Walmart right on Anderson Mill Road. And a year ago, and it's still like that today, I went in there trying to purchase some water shoes or something, and they informed me that that store does not take cash whatsoever, no cash. And I was floored. I'm like, oh, my God, this is what Alex has been talking about. It's here.
And where is that located?
It's on Anderson Mill, right across from the Alamo Draft House. There's the people in that neighborhood fought to have it built, so they agreed to build a smaller Walmart. It's still pretty big, but it's
that is huge news. Texas Walmart only takes credit cards, or Walmart goes cashless. You're saying that's a Walmart?
It's a lot bigger than that. When I went in there to purchase one item, I went to pay for it, and I couldn't believe what I was seeing. And I'm like, so I started hassling the attendant that watches over the registers. I'm like, are you serious? You don't take any cash? And they're like, no, ma'am, nothing, no cash in this store. And so I started raising Cain about it, and I'm like, what's going on? She said, well, this is Walmart's test store. And so they never changed it. It's still cashless.
Oh, that's
but
huge.
Here's the crazy part. When I went to pay for the item, on the screen, before it would let me purchase anything, it brought up on the screen like a three-paragraph contract. And it made you read all this stuff, and at the bottom was a button that you had to agree to it and press yes, that you agreed that you would not pay cash, and then it would ring up the item that you had. I was just, I couldn't even speak walking out of there. I'm like, oh, my God.
Say that again. It made you verify what?
It was a three-paragraph, a lot of words. You couldn't even read it all. And what it was saying was, I agree to this, I agree to this. Yes, I won't pay cash.
Listen, you can pull up the Washington Post from like 5 years ago, admitting that Disney World is really a Pentagon testing ground of mind control to test controlled cities, and that they developed the plan for Fallujah to control populations off of, I forget the name of it. It's not Disneyland or Disney World in the U.S. It's some Disney community that I didn't even know about, where you like live in this Disney community. But the point is, people can look it up. And they admitted that it's a PSYOP, and they were also doing it in Disney France or Disney EU. That is just incredible that that happened. I believe you. We're going to send reporters there. That is so huge. We knew all this was coming. Israel announced last month they're going cashless. England announced last month they're going cashless back in June. This is the total control paradigm that we're dealing with, Jane, and they mean business. And then again, once you're cashless, they can force you to do whatever they want, take money out, charge you, fee you, track you, totally control you, shut down any underground markets that you would need under a tyranny. Next segment's coming up. We'll take more calls from Nathan and George. And in this hour, this original hour, doesn't mean it's live. I taped it on Thursday. I taped it right now on July 3rd. But you're listening on July 4th, because even when I'm not here on a holiday, I've made the decision to be here on the holiday to give you original transmissions. We are not just the tip of the spear in the real new media. We are the hardest working folks in media, period, and we love freedom. We're like pit bulls that want to get in that arena and live to fight, because Americans love to fight and love to be free, and we're not going to be losers anymore. All right, Jane, thanks for that intel, that HUMAT. Another segment with your calls straight ahead. We will never surrender. And that earlier caller told me I was Paul Revere. We're all Paul Revere. We're all living history. Oh, yeah. I'm going to get fired up with this type of music.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Like an alligator, I want it louder, more power. I'm on a rocket till it strikes the and I want the power to be free. I'm gonna bang my head up against the New World Order, and I'm not stopping. Nathan in Kansas, then George. Take us out of this hour, Nathan. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Alex, it's an honor to be with you, and it's an honor to be rebroadcast on 4th of July. I'm probably one of the bigger patriots that I know of. Basically, I'm a contractor here in Kansas City, and being a contractor, I see the I see what happens with the influx of cheap labor. I say that I live in Kansas City, but I tell you what, I feel like I'm in the twilight zone.
Well, it's just like inflation. It drives down all the wages, doesn't even help Mexico or the third world countries. It just sinks us. It's like if people sink one lifeboat and jump in the next, they just sink it. It's ridiculous. You use built-up wealthy nations that then make the nations around them richer, like Switzerland. Look, look, Ross Perot broke this down. The globalists want us poor. Exactly. It's incredible. Look at our wages going down. Look at the country going down. It's on purpose. Go ahead.
Well, and kind of, I mean, just kind of bolstering what you say, I mean, I spend my money locally, you know. I mean, I'm going in and I'm, you know, going out to eat and I'm, you know, tipping 20%. And, you know, I'm actually helping our local community.
You're a terrorist.
You know, I am. You know what? I'm probably on that list. And if I am, I want a star by my name.
Well, you know, that's another problem for the NSA. What happens when everybody's on the list? And see, we know the good guys are on the list. The bad guys aren't on the list. Thanks for making a list.
Yeah, exactly. One of the reasons why I said that I feel like I'm in the twilight zone is actually as I was waiting to get on with you, I did some research and see now I actually live in Kansas City, and the NAFTA superhighway hub is here. Now there's four different branches of it, or four different spots: the intermodal hub, KCI International Business Center, Northland Park, Logistics Park, KC, Centerport Intermodal Center. They're all ran by the Port Authority.
No, no, no. They built a Port Authority up there to run all the goods up there to make sure nobody makes money locally. It's a great point. Do a YouTube video on it. Final caller, Georgia, Connecticut, real quick. Thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Yeah, I wanted to suggest that we should get some guests on that, that teach us how to sue our representatives when they don't represent our interests on the border, especially. And we should force them to basically send all those tanks they're giving police down to the border and maybe send the TSA or TNA, is what we really should call them, to the border if instead of molesting us and the thing, sending all these people, including those military people overseas. But I wish you would give Lord Monckton, we give him a new title, our Lord and Savior of global warming, and put it on one of those what do you call it, light sabers.
It's a good idea. No, Monckton has done an incredible job. I wasn't trying to grovel to him when I had him on the air Thursday. It's just, he's done so much. People just don't know how much he's done. And it's a testament to what individuals can do. All right, David Icke's coming up from the archive. It's a powerful interview. Tell your friends and family to tune in, and I'll see you back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Great job to the crew.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I think we need to build our intelligence to see that we can disrupt a plot in this country before it happens, because there will be plots to kill Americans.
That's the witch, the anti-gun monster on CNN, Communist News Network, Diane Feinstein. And Cheney says, get ready for a bigger 9/11. Obama says he's worried about a nuke going off. They're back hyping all of it. Let's play the Obama and the Cheney again in a moment. This is what's being pushed. So the more money you spend, the more money that you put out, trillions to fight Al-Qaeda, they just changed their name to ISIS. You give them a base to attack Syria. Now they take over Iraq. Obama acts like he's against both sides, but he's letting them take over. And her answer is, we need more intelligence. We need more money. We need to spy on you. Meanwhile, the entire domestic spy grid is pointed at the Tea Party. And they're getting ready to blow stuff up and roll it out against us. You can bet your bottom dollar on that. And it's not fun to get up here and talk like this. I know it endangers me and my family. But my family's in greater danger, and so is your family, as this rotting society really gets to a new level of evil. The bottom's falling out. I mean, they got the borders wide open right now. But they're setting up internal checkpoints all over the country to train you to be a slave. I mean, this is pathetic. This is our conversion into a total police state. Do any of you want to live in this? Because it's not the old saying of, do you want your children to grow up in a society like this? No, now the issue is, ladies and gentlemen, do you want to live in this? Because the takeover is pointed at the human family itself. It's an anti-human, globalist, psychopathic agenda. Why did Ted Bundy do the things he did? Because he liked it. Why does the New World Order do the things they do? Everywhere they're in control, killing foster kids, torturing people to death, molesting children, murdering people, genetically engineering and deforming plants and animals and human life, all sorts of secret experimentation, macabre horror. I've seen New York Times articles, couple of them, about the hottest art in New York City that sold for $20-30 million isn't even Vincent Van Gogh art. It's crystal skulls, crusted, crucifix in buckets of semen. I don't mean to get gross here, but and billionaires go as a tithe to these weird devil worshiping artists, and you can read the profiles. And I'll never forget, I was doing a search for Arnold Schwarzenegger gay porn so I could put it in my film, Fall of the Republic. Police State. What was the name of the film I made? I've made like 20-something. What's the big 3.5-hour long one? It's got the blimps in New York and all that. 911 Rise of the Police State. That's the name of it. Anyways, and so we're doing a gay porn search on Arnold. We did find it. and put some blurred out images of it in there just to show, because he was getting ready to run for president. We wanted to have a part of the film to shoot him down. And it was him in Austria. No, it was Germany. And he traveled there just to meet with his favorite artist, who was like totally white skin, black hair, black uniform. The artist wears like an SS uniform. And I forget the artist's name. We've shown this before. And it's Arnold looking at the guy's artwork. And it's like four-year-old girls in SS uniforms, dead, laying on beds with their legs partially spread. And then the other one is dead babies from car wrecks. And this is Arnold's favorite artwork. I mean, that's who these people are. I mean, looking at it haunts me years later, seeing what this guy's into. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, on the other side of this quick break. I'm your host, Alex Jones, Infowars.com. David Icke's coming up.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Headlines up on Infowars.com on this live Monday worldwide edition. Police shoot 95-year-old World War II veteran to death with beanbag rounds. Bill aiming at zero tolerance lunacy becomes law if kids at public schools or elsewhere see that you have eaten a cookie and it looks like the shape of a gun, you won't be arrested. United Nations may soon be paying water bills in Detroit. That's up on Infowars.com. UK begins beta testing cashless society. Senator Feinstein says there will be plots to kill Americans because of the ISIS threat, publicly run and funded by her and her controllers. Cheney says another 9/11 coming, but far deadlier if you don't give up all your rights. He actually says if we ask questions, if we debate this, yes, yes, don't say anything or terrorists will get you. Sounds like being held hostage to me. Hillary Clinton calls for harsh restrictions on alternative media, attacks the Drudge Report. And Bloomberg admits there's a vast liberal conspiracy of billionaire globalist meeting to try to pass gun control. They're not liberal or conservatives. That's just how they divide their two controlled camps, folks. They are the globalist scourge, though you do have a libertarian-esque Tea Party move with UKIP here and the Tea Party in the United States, UKIP in England, where David Icke is, and then Tea Party here in the United States, that is challenging global governance. You have the Prime Minister of Australia, who got voted in, promising to repeal the carbon tax that's really hurting the people, introducing a bill to do just that. You have the Supreme Court ruling that the EPA needs to stop shutting down all the power plants because the people are getting upset. The globalist agenda is being exposed. Here's another headline out of the Columbia Journalism Review. Local cops can track your phone, and they do it without warrants, and the government doesn't want you to know how they do it through the Federal Threat Fusion Center. Again, they don't want to have a debate about the man behind the curtain. But Toto's out there, love him or hate him, like David Icke and so many others, have shocked people out of their stupor, out of their trance-like medical state. People grown up in front of television, on record, go pull up the studies, get Alzheimer's, get brain disorders. Just type in Alzheimer's television viewing, or type in brainwaves, lowered television. Or television, pessimism. It causes pessimism that then triples your chances of dementia. People are watching weaponized television. They're in a near trance-like state with the chemicals in the food and the water exacerbating it as an adjuvant to accelerate that. And somebody like David Icke, with all of his best-selling books and his research, is able to flip a switch with a narrative, whether you agree with it or not, that so much of it is now revealed to be true that he is able to get them out of their trance. You can say what you want about Infowars.com and the way I come off sometime, but it doesn't matter. It's real. It's primitive. It's human. Toto is just a little dog, but is able to pull the curtain back and show the controller who's projecting this big supreme being image up there as a giant floating phantasm. We're here not to even analyze the politics of it anymore. We've proven all this. We're here now to talk to those that are still conditioned and have pre-programmed conditioning to understand that you are being controlled and that where you're going is a very bad place. And the reason you feel powerless or the reason you're laughing, even though you know you're controlled, is because you've been preconditioned, and that's artificial. That's an automatic response that has been programmed into you, literally. They had that perfected 100 years ago with the psychology. Now it's so advanced, but it doesn't matter how advanced the mind control is. If you can step out of it, look at it from the outside, and realize that there's infinite love and infinite peace in the universe, and that the globalists aren't in even control of this planet fully. They're trying to get control, building an artificial construct to create a false consciousness, a false synthetic reality. They've been successful with some people 100%, others by degree, but there's a giant split happening now with either those accelerating their awakening or those that are falling deeper into the control. And we shouldn't get mad at those people. We should feel really sorry for them, because it's like the body snatchers already got them. That's my allegory. Now, joining us is the former world champ soccer goalie, BBC News and sports presenter, the former head of the Green Party until he traveled to Peru. And I would liken it to Saul of Tarsus being knocked off his horse, literally. And again, this was 20 years ago, began or plus, you know, just seeing the world a different way. And some people see the world in a flash a different way. Other people, it's incremental. But David Icke began to do his research then, and so much of what he said that was fantastical is now common knowledge and commonplace. So we salute him for his success in getting people outside the matrix and getting them to take the red pill. And there's only a few of us that came in that early wave to not just challenging the New World Order and its political systems, but going deeper into the larger paradigm. And I've got to say, again, it's important to recognize trailblazers like David Icke. It's important to recognize this radio show and you, the listeners, who are just as important as I am. Literally, half the people I see on the street know who I am now, and most of them agree with us. Most of the military I talk to are listeners and agree with us. People are really waking up, and that shows the power I've had in 19 years, the power David's had in 20 plus years, the power you have. Where is the next David Icke, the next Alex Jones? You are in your area, and it's about this journey and this animating contest. And you see the wars breaking out, the famines, the dollar devaluation. The globalists are emerging, announcing their world government. They announced the United States of Europe with no sovereignty yesterday. That was in the Financial Times of London. So it's all happening. David Icke, thank you so much for joining us from your TV studios there in London. I know you want to get into ISIS and the perfect model of problem, reaction, solution, but I want to do that in the next segment, the 5 minutes we've got. In fact, I'm going to skip this break so we have more time. I want you to break down where you think we are, using a football analogy, in the game. I'd say we were three or four goals behind, but now we've gotten three or four more goals, and we're neck and neck with a quarter left here, and we've got the initiative, but the enemy is going to strike back. Where do you say we are in this magical time?
Well, I think that this whole ISIS situation in the Middle East is the start of a whole new stage from the point of view of the agenda. And there's no doubt that more and more people are beginning to see through the cover stories, because in the end, it's a perception deception. It's all a perception deception. It's programming a perception of reality that suits the agenda for you to have. So in the Middle East at the moment, we've got a kind of great cocktail of perception deceptions. We've got the deception that this ISIS came out of nowhere, that it's come out organic and just appeared. And then we've got the perception deception that the ISIS operation is imposing upon its followers that it's some kind of holy war jihad on behalf of Islam. And so you've got the perception deceived, going on social media and urging people to become terrorists and join the jihad. And they're just playing their part in destroying what they claim to be fighting for, i.e., that whole region of the Middle East and the religion of Islam. So it's a perception deception everywhere. The perception deception of climate change caused by human activity, which is just a scientific nonsense. And everywhere you see this, and if we, I mean, the fork in the road, Alex, is what is your perception? What is the source of your perception? Are you having it downloaded by believing what the authorities in all their forms tell you, all the experts tell you? Or are you actually taking your mind back, filtering the information, checking it out, looking at alternatives in explaining that same situation, and then coming to your own conclusion? Because that's the difference. It's the difference between the free thinker who does not have a belief system to defend, does not, you know, have a belief system repelling all borders. I'm not listening to that, because if that's anything like true, then my belief system must be wrong, and that can't be true. So you have these belief system people that just resist anything that challenges the belief system. And if you are going to break out of that program, because it's beliefs, perceptions downloaded that
exactly
to the world that we live in. If you're going to break out of that, you've got to start to free think and work it out for yourself.
I agree. Let me throw this at you. I remember reading, to paraphrase some quotes of Joseph Goebbels, the Nazi propaganda minister, and these are papers that later came out where he was writing to his propaganda corps, and he said, listen, it needs to be simple. It needs to be dumbed down. We need to speak to people's laziness to want to buy into our narrative. And the truth is 100% public that for 4 years almost now, they've been arming on the border with Iraq and Jordan and Turkey, al-Qaeda groups out of Saudi Arabia and Qatar, under different banners of al-Qaeda. You can see it's the official al-Qaeda flag of the Wahhabist. Their flags even say Osama bin Laden on a bunch of them. I've learned to read it like I know a Texas flag. It's them, the black flags of al-Qaeda. And they have been given a base to try to take over Syria, kill all the Christians, 300,000 dead. And now they're flooding in. And our own government says, get rid of the prime minister. He hadn't played ball. We want to break the country in three. But we're, you know, we can't beat ISIS. Obama came out today and said, of course they can't beat them. Because with a deal in Saudi Arabia for taking the blame for 9/11, even though Iraq got attacked, they are now giving the Middle East to them, just like British intelligence set up Saudi Arabia to begin with and had them take over Syria. And this is setting up the Middle East under al-Qaeda. And then down the road, they'll probably even overthrow Saudi Arabia. That's being said now. And then we'll have a huge, giant war with that. I mean, it just goes on over and over again. It's all public. And as you said, though, now Dianne Feinstein, Dick Cheney, all the usual suspects are saying, give your rights up. Terrorists are going to hit us any minute. Oh, we've got to stick our hands down your pants, David. While the U.S. border is now officially wide open and they pay, the Border Patrol pays. They don't just let them in. They pay to ship them in to the interior. So it's all a giant hoax. And we've reached this point where they just don't care. What's happening, David?
Well, you know, in this situation at the moment in the Middle East with this ISIS, and of course, ISIS is one of the names for the goddess in the religion of this cabal. And if you notice, by calling it ISIS, they have got news readers and news reporters to use their language, like ISIS forces have taken Mosul. ISIS forces are closing in on Baghdad. ISIS has done this. ISIS has done that. They must be laughing their socks
off. And of course, as you know, all these big events, talk about the Olympics and symbolism, and literally they believe it gives their god power that is now being invoked as lesser magic.
Yeah, I mean, symbolism is just an information field. You see, the importance of symbolism is in understanding the nature of reality. You know, I'm talking to you now, and you're hearing words, but the words are not passing between me and you. A vibrational field of information generated by the vocal cords is passing between me and people listening to me now. And then they decode that. And when they've decoded it, when the brain decodes it, then they can hear the words. They turn them into words. Now, symbols are information. They're information fields at their base level. And they are entering the perception, the mind, not through the ears like this, but through the eyes. And the vast overwhelming majority of information that we receive is through the sight sense. Now, unless it's kind of subliminally broadcast, when someone is saying something, at least it's conscious because you're hearing it. You are aware that some noise, some speech is taking place. But symbolism, the information fields of symbolism, they are entering through the eyes. And the it's a stunning figure. The tiny amount of visual information that we actually register and see that gets to the brain compared with this tidal wave of visual information that's hitting the subconscious and registering at that level without us being consciously aware we're even seeing it. That's where subliminal advertising comes in, and that's where subliminal symbolism comes in. So it's not just putting symbols around for a bit of fun. They're actually subliminally downloading information. And what we have in the Middle East, which in this ISIS situation, which I think it's worth emphasizing, is the elephant in the living room called Israel. Now, Israel is, whenever there's anything going on in the Middle East, people like Netanyahu and co. are up there immediately, can't find a microphone quick enough, saying it's a threat to Israel. Oh my God, we need help, or we got to do this. It's a threat to Israel. And what's been really, you know, a shouted silence, if you like, is that this time there is none of that. Now, if you're Israel, this sliver of land of less than 8 million people, and this ISIS group is over overrunning great chunks of Iraq, threatening to do the same in Jordan. They have an open demand or ambition to take over Syria, Iraq, and what they call the Levant, which is includes Israel,
and chop the head off of the king of Jordan.
Yeah, I just this story here. Netanyahu suggests pinning ISIS against Iran. That's the headline. It's in the Jerusalem Post. But this is what he says. Israeli prime minister suggested the United States should largely stay out of the fight and instead allow the parties to weaken one another. Now, can you imagine in other situations in the past, an Israeli prime minister saying that in the face of what's happening with Israel as one of the stated targets of this ISIS organization? And then you've got the American government that is not kind of being gung-ho, as they almost always are. Oh, yes, we've got to go in and stop this. And it seems to me this, Alex, that what we're looking at is in the end, Western U.S. cabal-dominated, controlled operation in this ISIS with its billions of dollars in funding and, of course, all the American weaponry that it's inherited from taking over parts of Iraq and no doubt inherited in other ways as well.
Benghazi.
We've got this situation where I think that they want this to kick off. They want it to kick on. They want this ISIS organization to get a bigger foothold in this region. And then at the end of it, when it really starts to move in Israel's direction, is to say, we must go in and protect Israel. Because, of course, they've all said, America not least, that they'll protect Israel at all costs. And when you look at the Albert Pike scenario in the letter about, you know, playing the Muslims world off against the political Zionists, as he called them, to create World War World War III. And, you know, you're starting to see possible scenarios leading in that direction because of what's happening here. The other thing, Alex, is Iran, because I've been writing in my books for years that the plan was to create a massive rift and war, in effect, in the Muslim world between the Shia and the Sunnis. And here you have a situation where you've got the Sunni ISIS against the Shia-dominated government in Baghdad, in Iraq. And then you've got the center of the Shia world. 89% of Iranians are Shia. And so you've got this rather bizarre situation, Alex, recently, which I know people were going, what's going on here? When after castigating and condemning Iran all these years and saying we need to bomb them, take out these nuclear facilities, they now started, kind of saying, well, maybe we ought to have some kind of discussion with them about what we do over this thing. And I think the answer to why is they want to draw Iran into this Shia Sunni conflict, because once Iran's involved in that, we'll never get out.
No, that's it.
And what you then got is this mass of interconnected conflict in that same part of the world.
No, that's it. And look, here's the bottom line. It is a Saudi Arabian, NATO, globalist-backed, giant army formed and trained in Turkey, Jordan, and Western Iraq. They were given bases, we reported on this 3 years ago, in Western Iraq. U.S. forces trained them. It's a giant army with thousands of vehicles able to roll right in. And the Iraqi military was told to stand down. The U.S. military didn't go in like the Highway of Death in 1991 in Kuwait and take them out. And then now Obama says there's nothing we can do about it because this is an official launch to bare minimum break Iraq into multiple pieces. Iran may even be double dealing, and the prime minister of Iraq has said this, to get a third themselves. So Saudi Arabia gets a piece. This new state gets created out of the north and the eastern or western area with this ISIS group. And then that's a new area to stage attacks successfully and have plausible deniability that the West is involved into Syria. That's the larger plan. The issue is it's so naked, the massacres they're committing, the evil they're involved in, and then they use them. Oh, my gosh, ISIS, we better take your rights away. What do they do when there's terror attacks in America? And we come back, I want to ask you, why do you think Dick Cheney's saying, get ready for bigger 9/11, Obama's saying, look for mushroom clouds in Manhattan, same thing from Feinstein. What else do you expect them to pull in this new phase? Proxy wars in Ukraine, dollar devaluation, food prices going up. What's the next big shoe to drop in David Icke's mind? Straight ahead, DavidIcke.com is his website. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
A lot of times I get hysterical on air. My dad sent me a text last hour. He said, you sound hysterical. Well, you know what? That's real. I was a little bit hysterical last hour. I can get up here and act all stoic and manly and talk real slow. And I'll do that when that's really how I feel. But I think I've been successful at waking up about as many people as anybody has out there. You talk to most people, they say, who woke you up to what's happening in the world? They'll say three names: Alex Jones, Ron Paul, or David Icke. Three very different individuals in many ways. But still, we've been the most successful. Why is that? We should study that. We should look at that. And I'm going to ask David that question in a moment and expand out what this new phase means. But some days I'm totally calm. Some days I'm screaming for an hour. Not as much as I used to. But I'm not in my comfort zone with what's going on. Our government publicly changed the name to Al-Qaeda. You can hear them in PR boardrooms coming up with this new thing, like Coca-Cola, a new name, ISIS. Makes it sound really cool. They're committing all these crimes, and it lets me know what they want to do to me. Wherever Christians are, not big establishment Christians, but old communities of Christians worldwide, the globalists want to go in and exterminate them. I want to get David Icke's take on that, because I have the raw numbers. The UN even admits that's happening, and getting a lot of other issues with David Icke. Briefly, we have some amazing supplements, and I didn't even plug anything last hour, skip breaks earlier. This is also how we fund our operation. So buy your war bonds in the InfoWar. Get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. 11 people can use it. Share it with friends and family. It's only $5.95 a month. That helps pay for the bandwidth, the crew, the cameras, the reporters. You see how we've been expanding thanks to your support and your help. Get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. See all my films in HD, the nightly news, a lot of other documentaries, and so much more. PrisonPlanet.tv. We're fighting the prison planet with PrisonPlanet.tv. And I want to thank those of you that are members. Go to InfoWarsLife.com. We're running a detox special with the Fluoride Shield Chelating Detox, discounted massively with the new Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, the only deep earth crystal form that we know of existing. Believe me, we tried to find it. It was hard. And it just has such an amazing effect on me and my family. You can see videos on the website with Dr. Group breaking down the effects of this and why they put all the bad halogens in the food and the water, but take the iodine out. And when there is iodine, it's the bound type. This is the true nascent iodine. Turns into a purple gas. We tested other iodines before manufacture. They don't do that. This is the real deal, ladies and gentlemen. Research iodine science, and you'll find out what we're talking about. InfoWarsLife.com to see the still shots, the videos, and more. The Super Detox Special is more than 30% off when you get both bottles together. A lot of other specials. We're going to sell out this week of the Lung Cleanse. It'll be another month till more of that comes in. There's a lot of great products at InfoWarsLife.com. And then, of course, at InfoWarsStore.com, hundreds of books and films, Made in America, pro-liberty apparel, to meet like-minded people and to promote freedom and to support the broadcast. Everything we do has to benefit the InfoWar, raising human awareness and consciousness to what's happening, support you, be high quality, and support us. I only believe in win-win-wins. I'm obsessed with it. And I noticed my whole life I've done that. That's why I've been successful and I sleep well at night. But now I'm more and more become totally obsessed with it. I mean, it's got to be a win-win-win-win-win. And everything at InfoWars.com, at PrisonPlanet.com, at InfoWarsStore.com, at InfoWarsHealth.com, at InfoWarsLife.com is a win-win-win-win-win. That is my philosophy. With the globalist, they'll go 100 miles out of their way to make sure you don't get anything from them. We've all run into people that don't like making you dinner, don't like making you feel good, don't have hospitality. The type of people that really enjoy thinking they get something, you get nothing. And that's the New World Order predatory philosophy. And there's a battle for the future of this planet. DavidIcke.com is his website. We're very honored to have him on with us today. I'm trying to give him the floor now and let him break down all the questions I've thrown out about what is this next level the elite are moving into. In the football game analogy, we are seeing a big awakening, but where does he expect all this to go, David Icke?
Well, it's been a progression, clearly, along a road going way back. You know, people like George Orwell and Aldous Huxley with 1984 and Brave New World, they weren't coming from their imagination entirely or even much of it. They were coming from a point of view of having access to the projected agenda.
And they both said that. They both said that in public white papers. Yeah.
And, you know, in my last couple of books, I quoted a man called Dr. Richard Day, who was a Rockefeller insider. He was an executive of Planned Parenthood. And in 1969, he was addressing a meeting of pediatricians in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And for some reason, only he knows, he asked people to not take notes and not record anything because he was going to tell them how the world was going to change. And what he then did was tell them what was coming and why. And one of the pediatricians did take notes and later did some interviews before he died explaining what this Richard Day said. And what Richard Day described, and remember, 1969, you know, it's 20 years after Orwell. And he was describing the world we're living in today, or moving more and more in today, in all aspects of society. This is a plan that is projected forward in great detail. Therefore, what's coming is what they plan to come, and that will be upping the ante. It will be increasing the pressure. It will be moving further along the road in all these different areas, everything from GMO and food to additives like that, to the radiation agenda, which is phenomenal. You mentioned iodine a few minutes ago, Alex. Millions and millions and millions of times more radiation technologically generated than there was 50 years ago that we're now kind of living in, like this sea of technological radiation. And given that we have an electromagnetic field, an electromagnetic level, that is going to impact and does impact upon us. And if the electromagnetic level, the electromagnetic field, which some people call the auric field, is disrupted by technological radiation, that plays through into the body as a distortion and a disruption, and we call that mental or emotional or physical dis-ease. So it's progressing, just as we can look back and see how it's progressed. But of course, there are certain points where it progresses very fast because of events that are orchestrated. And, of course, the best example of that is 9/11, where the agenda moved forward more in the 10 years after 9/11 than it had in a lot longer time before that. And when Cheney's talking about another 9/11, when Lindsey Graham, when he opens his mouth, just like John McCain, he is speaking the cabal's agenda. He's talking about another 9/11. Over here, we're getting just the same, Alex, with the Prime Minister David Cameron warning about, we've got to increase surveillance because of the terrorists coming back to Britain. We've got this guy today, Liam Fox. Liam Fox is a British politician who's simply an agent of Israel. That's all he is. He's an agent of Israel. And he has come out today and said we need to have more surveillance, etc., more Big Brother, in effect, to meet the challenge from jihadists coming back to Britain. So we are facing this fork in the road between the free thinkers and between those that just accept the agenda and download it, you know, bar, and the number that go that way or that way will decide where we go as a human race, because we've shown when they wanted to move the Syrian invasion, which is what it is, in fact, they wanted to move that along because it was behind the timeline. People opposing that stopped that bombardment and affected the agenda, because, you know, people like you and me and all the others that do this, the idea is not to be proved right. It's for what the agenda is not to happen. It's about using that information to head off what's happening. And so it's not just about, you know, watching your own prison being built. Oh, look, oh, yeah, oh, they're putting the roof on now. Look, you see that? I told you they'd do that, didn't I? We need to stop the roof going on. And one of the things that is fundamental to that is that we put down the fault lines of divide and rule, because what's happening in the Muslim world in the Middle East is just classic divide and rule. And we have different factions of politics. We have religions played off against each other. We have, you know, scientific belief systems played off against religious belief systems. We need to put that down and say, hold on a second. There's a common theme here, and that's that we're all the target for this unfolding global fascist agenda. And therefore, you know, if we don't come together now and put down our differences and focus on what should unite us all, and that's what is going to affect us all and is affecting us all, then when we're in some concentration camp eventually, if we get that far, then we can have a lovely discussion over who's got the best religion and who's got the best politics and who's got the best whatever. But by then it will be too late. And what they want, if you're targeting a vast population and there's comparatively few of you, and my goodness, it's so few at the core of in the shadows, in the center, then you have to divide and rule the target population. And we allow it to happen so easily. I mean, look at the Middle East. I mean, we have people at war with each other over some argument centuries ago over who should be the natural or the right replacement for Mohammed. I mean, are we children? Are we mature adults, or are we children? And I'm sorry, in some cases, like what's happening in the Middle East, I apologize to children for using that analogy. But this is happening all over the place where people are played off against each other. And while we're divided and ruled, we will be one thing. We'll be ruled. It's in our hands. We have the numbers, but only if we come together. I don't care what your religion is. I don't care what your politics are. I care if you truly care about freedom for everybody. Then we've got a chance.
David, when I raise this point, it's not for us to talk about how great we are. More and more I realize the fact that I've been so successful, you've been so successful, Ron Paul and others have been so successful, because I get the calls, I talk to folks on the street, I even talk to my detractors. They go, yeah, I don't like you, but you woke me up. Why have we been so successful at getting people to realize that the Federal Reserve's not federal? I mean, remember when it was so hard to just get people to realize that private banks controlled the Bank of England, that private banks ran the Federal Reserve, that there was a plan for a new world order? Now all that's admitted, that there was a plan to put satellite tracker boxes and taxation boxes in all the cars. Now it's here. People now are listening to us and realizing they may not agree with our in-game analysis, but this is going on. But they say, well, what are we going to do anyways? Well, what are we going to do if the rest of it comes into fruition? Because we can see the globalists want to turn off the resources. The globalists want us sick and dead. The globalists believe they're going to merge with machines and become gods, which is what the elite have been told by the spider at the center, whatever that is. We're living in a science fiction horror movie. But simultaneously, there is the beauty of my children and playing with my dogs and sunsets and friends and honorableness. There's so much more good in the world. It's a very delicate balance I'm trying to get at. Some people ignore the New World Order and say, I'm just going to live a great life. That's how I beat them. But then you allow their evil to grow. But if you just focus on their evil and fight it, you become so pessimistic that then they defeat you because you're focused on them. That's almost like a form of worship. So where is the balance in that? Because I feel in my gut, and I intellectually see, we are entering the most incredible time in human development ever that will decide our fate, not just here, but on a trillion star systems. Literally, this is a great test, and we're about to go into this zone. We've entered the edge of it, the jump point, the flash point, the critical mass point, and I just want to somehow, I just constantly feel like I should be doing better as I enter this key point, because it's just so humbling to be at this point and to see the understanding, my understanding, accelerating. The stuff I won't even get into on air, it's so incredible. You've talked about it, but I keep a lot of my own views private because they're just too incredible. I mean, I just feel sorry for the people that serve the system now. I realize they, as you've said, don't even know what's going on. General Petraeus doesn't even know. I mean, I'm beginning to understand it's so compartmentalized is what I'm getting at.
Yeah, it's incredibly compartmentalized. And if it was not, it couldn't work, because you have to keep people right up, really close to the spider, really, in ignorance of the full magnitude of what's going on. And, you know, if you concentrate only, and I'm not saying people shouldn't, I do this, we need to know this, but if you concentrate only on the level of banking scams and manipulated wars, you're still just walking around the outer rim of the rabbit hole, really. You've only just started to enter it. It's so deep. And it's understanding the nature of reality is fundamental to understanding what's actually going on. And because the daily experience of people and what they've been taught in the education system and by mainstream science is that, you know, this world that they're living in is real and it's somehow solid, although quantum physics has proved, of course, that it can't be. You talk about atoms making up a solid world. Atoms had no solidity. How can they? It's an illusion. And once you realize it's illusory, once you realize it's information, decoding information, it's like the wireless internet, and you look around. I've not got the wireless internet here, but if I had, you wouldn't be able to see it. It's an information field within the unseen to the tiny, tiny frequency range visible light that we can actually see and experience. It's ridiculous how narrow visible light is, our visual world that we think is
we're everything. Basically blind.
Yeah, we are in that sense. If you only focus on what you can see and you try to get your sense of reality and what's going on in the world only from that tiny sliver of frequency of information, of happenings, of events, you're never going to do it.
That's right. Stay there. Give us your take on how to break people out of the trance straight ahead with David Icke of DavidIcke.com. I'm Alex Jones.
Way up.
I have the headline right here out of National Review. This is what an open border looks like. And you can just walk back and forth however you want. It's totally wide open. They've ordered to stand down. We've documented that. Meanwhile, they now have the Army and National Guard and State Guard at public events all over Texas, at marathons, at kite festivals. You show up and the Army, now remember, you pull up in a green field. There isn't even an entrance at Zilker Park, but they're there just searching people. And again, I'm not against the troops from Camp Mabry. The media will say he's against troops. Is that that's the mind control. A suicide bomber would just go bomb the checkpoint, and that just happened in Pakistan last week. But the whole issue is that the government's running and financing them with the airlift of evil, everything David was talking about. He's graciously said he'll stay with us 20 minutes into the next hour to get deeper into the rabbit hole, to talk about solutions, to talk about all the pedophile scandals that he first talked about, that, you know, he said BBC is basically run by pedophiles. He worked there. Now it just keeps coming out. There's so many movies like Under the Skin that parallel what David Icke says is at the center of the spider web. And he hasn't seen it yet, but he said, oh, I want to talk about this. So, David, in this segment we've got left, this 5 minutes, talk about why, whether it's the X-Men or the Superman or all these movies now are, like, from our perspective, admitting that there's false flag, Captain America, Winter Soldier. Why are they doing this?
Well, in the nature of reality and the way we interact with reality and the way that thought manifests as what we experience, I have this phrase, what we believe, we perceive, and what we perceive, we experience. What we, if you can program someone to believe something, then that will become their reality. And if you can get people to take it on collectively, that will become the collective reality. It's very much like the stage hypnotist who puts a belief system or a belief in reality, that's what they're doing, into the mind of the stooge on the stage. And then the stooge on the stage experiences that, whether it's someone naked in the audience that isn't, whether there's an elephant in the audience but there isn't, whatever. That downloaded belief manifests as their experienced reality. And, you know, I've been watching this for years now, Alex, you know, way, way back. And it's virtually a tidal wave in filming terms of movies that are portraying one after the other the world that they want to create, the world that this, the New World Order, as it's been called, is ultimately leading to. And what it's doing, it's downloading that, on one level, that belief. It's putting it in the subconscious, and that makes it much more likely to collectively manifest because of the what I'm talking about, what you believe you perceive, what you perceive you experience. And if we take on this subconscious belief, it doesn't have to be conscious, in this unfolding Orwellian state, then we will collectively manifest that while thinking it's happening externally. And another level of it is it's making it familiar to us. It's making it, if you like, as it literally comes in, they're making it less of a shock. That What? And I'll tell you what is happening in terms of, you know, all this transhumanism stuff is that preparation is happening through things like Google Glass, where you are interacting with the internet through glasses. That's part of you. These things that people go around in their ears, that becomes
getting you ready for the brain chips. Stay there back in 70 seconds with David Icke and what comes next. Stay with us.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is a five-minute segment. We'll have a 12-minute segment with David Icke. Then our reporters from the border with breaking news. Live video, audio feeds coming up. David, you got cut off by the break. Continue. Getting into how this programming works, which you even read mainline psychology books, they admit, but the public isn't aware of it. And then I want to come back from break and talk about all the latest scandals, your new book, and what their world will look like if they get what they want versus the fairy tale happy transhumanism they're selling.
Well, yeah, the transhumanism agenda is absolutely fundamental. Because they want to introduce technology to the human body. Because what we are is consciousness. That's our true state. Not form. That's just an experience of various kinds. We are consciousness. When people have near-death experiences and they leave the body and they can still see and they can suddenly they can understand realities and perceive realities over multiple realities at the same time. So many endless people who've had near-death experiences have told this same story. And when you come back in the body, if you like, what the body does is it locks you into this tiny frequency band called visible light. So when you leave the body, you leave that limitation that the body concentrates our reality, our attention, into this narrow band of frequencies. And what the controllers want, what the manipulators want, is to suppress our awareness, to suppress our consciousness, so we don't expand beyond this frequency band. Because once you do, you start to see the world in a different way. Because most people at the moment, although it's changing, because they are so focused on the five senses, everything is filtered through the five senses. It means that they're in this world and they're of it. The only source of information they have to get a fix on who they are, where they are, world events, anything, is information when you're in that five sense mode alone coming through the eyes and the ears. And who controls that? The education system, the media, and peer pressure from people who've been through the education system and been programmed by the media. So once you're in that mode, you are little more than a computer terminal on an internet. But when you expand your awareness beyond that point, and you go beyond that limitation, you start to perceive things, you start to have insights, because now, although you're in this world in terms of your body and your experience of this reality, you're not of of the world totally in terms of your perception of reality. And when people expand their consciousness and start to, in effect, look into the world instead of being in it and of it, that's when you're called mad. That's when you're called crazy, because you are seeing a reality that most other people aren't seeing. And I've used this analogy before, but I think it just so explains where we are. We live in a madhouse. And if you're born in a madhouse and you grow up in a madhouse, madness to you is sanity. And people who come into the madhouse or can see beyond it and say, actually, this is a madhouse and this is why, those that can see only the madhouse, who think it's normal, that think it's sane, they think that people that can see beyond it are mad. This is what's gone on throughout human history. And what the controllers want is they want to hold us in that five-sense reality so we don't go into that greater expanded awareness of everything. And that's why if you look at the world, Alex, it's all about the five senses. Touch this, smell this, look at this. It's all about pulling you into the five senses. Now, transhumanism is taking that a stage further. It's pulling you even further from expanded awareness into the five senses by technologically entrapping you in them.
It's the new sixth sense. They want to shut off the sixth sense.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
We're talking about how the globalists openly try to shutter people's awareness, and that means putting you into a false kind of Times Square television box where they can feed you what they want, and we're not even outdoors. But beyond that, transhumanism is sold as this empowering system, but it's all got Trojan horses in it to dehumanize and to take us beyond just the five senses into an artificial consciousness, synthetic tyranny. And I want to finish up on that subject with David Icke, get into some of the other things that are happening and where they'll take us if they're able to win. But first, throwing one more point out, North American Union. They are completely getting rid of our borders. We know borders are an old tyranny, another construct. But you don't go to pure libertarianism by having open borders and saying millions can come here and get everything free. The globalists are pushing it because it's a new political bloc, again, for divide and conquer. And Breitbart reports on the train of death to the U.S. all the way from Central and South America, all the way from El Salvador, right up into the United States. The representative for the Catholic Relief Services told the Colorado Gazette, as well as other publications, that no, they load them up south of Mexico, and Mexico now lets them through as long as they stay on the train. They sit on the top. They fall off. They die by the thousands. This has been going on for months now, and they just let them come right to our border. Then the Border Patrol openly takes them, loads them on buses, and buses them deeper into the U.S. and releases them. We have that on video. Meanwhile, if I want to fly, they want to grow up my children, and they have army at the kite festival searching people. So clearly, David Icke, this is a total fraud. Petraeus told the London Telegraph that this is part of the new North American Union. Can you briefly speak to that? Then I want to talk big picture with you.
Well, I mean, the great block on this whole union network, whether it's the European Union or the North American Union and all these others around the world, is the nation state. And it is the sense of self-identity or national self-identity, if you like. And one of the things you see in their documents when they're talking about how they're going to, they are doing it, when they were talking about how they intended to socially engineer society and get society how they want, one of the things was unfettered immigration. This was in their technique to destroy a sense of national identity. And so in the European Union, of course, the very nature of the European Union is that within it, there are no borders in terms of people coming in and out, virtually no borders. And so what you're doing is you're taking loads of people from this culture and you're putting them in that culture, and loads of people from that culture, you're putting them in that culture. And in the end, it's just one kind of universal culture, if you like. This, the sense of national identity is gone. Now, personally, I'm not a nationalist. I love the landscape of Britain, but none of that stuff. But if we're going to be streetwise, we need to go beyond that and understand why it's happening. And the more that you can destroy a sense of national identity, this is the key, the more you're diluting resistance to having that national identity officially deleted by bringing these unions together. And of course, the Prime Minister of Italy has now come out and said that when they have the presidency of Europe, he's going to press for a United States of Europe. Well, what he is just a puppet, because the United States of Europe was planned from well before the original common market ever started.
And you were a conspiracy theorist if you said that, and you've broken it down so beautifully. It's not that you're just rah-rah USA. They're getting rid of the borders to then bring in groups who will vote to get rid of any semblance of Bill of Rights and Constitution, and to form the new core of the social workers to prey on the old group, which is what they've done. I've had members of your parliament on. Most of the social workers are foreigners. This is their Balkanization plan. They're erasing all cultures, and they've brought in economic systems in Latin America to enslave them. So they have no choice but to come up here. You can really see how they've rolled this whole plan down. And it's not that we're even against these immigrants. We've got to be streetwise and see if the globalists are for it. We need to be against it because it's part of a larger plan.
Yeah, this is the point, Alex. I mentioned earlier about divide and rule. And what they do is they play off people that don't want mass immigration against the people who are coming in, the migrants. And yet both, this is the thing we need to understand, both are victims of this cabal. The immigrants coming into various countries in vast numbers are being used and manipulated just as much as the people in the country. And this is where
how we communicate with them. I've actually been successful because we go past the paradigm and say, can't have you all in here getting everything free, but I love you. We need to make your country free and explain it to them. But it's just so incredibly sophisticated what the globalists have done. Let's shift gears now. In the time we've got left with David Icke of DavidIcke.com, I want to talk some about your book, maybe even twist your arm till the bottom of the hour, but I know you're busy. David, what happens if they win? We know it's not the heavenly transhumanism Ray Kurzweil world, because we've got the globalist owned documents. It's 90%+ population reductions. The rest of us merge with machines like something out of the Borg. Where does the spider want to take us ultimately?
Well, it will be a world in which people have no ability to free think. Their thoughts will be downloaded to them, and they will love their servitude. You know, some of these transhumanists are talking about that. I mean, this is what Aldous Huxley was talking about. You get people to love their servitude. Although, you know, they're robots, you manipulate their minds so they actually enjoy it. And we've got a guy in this country called Warwick, Professor Warwick at Reading University. You know, Don't start me off. Who's talking, you know, he's been one of these people that have pushed the microchip agenda and the transhumanist agenda. And he's saying, well, you know, if you can feel good and feel nice and feel happy, what why not get attached to the Matrix? And it's the complete end of the human being as we know it, where you have the ability to process information and come to your own conclusions. That human will exist no more. It will be a biological robot that will just respond to stimuli.
And now DARPA admits what we knew decades ago, and we're kooks, that, oh, we're going to start brain chipping the troops, and, oh, we've been doing tests for decades. Yeah. They had remote control rats and roaches, as you know, 30 years ago, and now they're rolling it out. And, hey, it's great if you've got epilepsy and a brain stimulator chip makes you be able to live happy. The problem is that's now attached to the internet, that wireless system, and to the spider, and you literally have now have a control node from the spider hooked into you.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I mean, there's this movie that's going around in Britain at the moment, it would have been in America earlier, called Transcendence. And that was about the internet becoming conscious. And we're now having scientists speculating on whether the internet could become conscious. Well, I think it's already probably conscious.
I agree.
And the idea is to lock us in to that technological consciousness so that it is feeding us all our thoughts. And it's something that sounds, well, even less and less now, but to many people will sound completely science fiction. But that's where we're going. And so when we are seeing this this movement to have brain computer interfaces, that's because the body is basically, I've been saying this for so long, it's a biological computer, and the brain is a biological computer. And it's because of that, one's a biological computer, one's like a technological computer, but because the principles are the same in how they work, the basic principles, that's how you can have brain-computer interfacing. The idea is to make that the norm so everyone is connected technologically to this technological collective mind.
And again, the consciousness of this new AI system being fed the ideas, the dreams of humans, is now a future predicting system with almost total accuracy of mass movements, cornering the human market, and that ends free will, because if you can track what the future, you can then put in data that will actually change the course and control the future. How long do you think stuff really gets crazy?
I wonder, Alex, I wonder if that's not already happening.
I agree. Can you, in your gut, do you, a lot of people are picking up on the new consciousness. A lot of people feel the dread. I don't think it's a very sweet thing that's been created.
No, I have been convinced for a long time that we are being fed a reality. And the more that we, if you like, get programmed into it, like with these movies that are portraying the world they want, the more powerfully it affects us. But it's like I was saying earlier, you know, if I had the wireless internet here, no one could see it, but I tune a computer into that frequency to pick up the wireless internet, and I have a whole reality on my screen that can be picked up in anywhere in the world, in any culture, because of the World Wide Web. And all you're doing is locking into that World Wide Web through the computer terminal, and therefore you're accessing that collective reality. This biological computer is doing that on what we would call the Matrix.
And that's the sixth sense. That's the sixth sense right there.
Well, it's so simple.
David, you'll be gone in 10 minutes. Stay there. I want to come back one more little segment to finish your thoughts. DavidIke.com. I'm Alex Jones. Incredible interview. Stay with us.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
Undoubtedly, the globalists are after free will. Undoubtedly, they're into the occult. Every society, even though they didn't communicate with each other, built pyramids, step pyramids, or temples, and sacrificed children. Ritual abuse of children. And David, I know you're a busy guy. It's always great to have you up. I appreciate you coming on. In closing, I want you to talk about your new book, but I want you to answer the question, because I've thrown out there a few times, and I know you're not into your ego or whatever, but we need to analyze why you've been successful, myself and a handful of others as kind of the icons of the awakening, to understand what's made us successful at waking people up. So briefly, why do you think you've been so successful? Why do you think I've been so successful when there's been so many other articulate people out there saying, you know, some of the same things? Why has that been?
Well, I think the only way to succeed in this arena is one word, persistence. When you refuse to take no for an answer, when you refuse to even accept the possibility that you will give up, and that you know that the day you keel over and leave this reality, you'll still be doing it, and you'll still be trying, and you'll still be doing what you can, then when big challenges come up, when you get the abuse, when you get people trying to undermine you, when people attack you, when people ridicule you, because giving up is simply not an option, it means that instead of feeling sorry for yourself and walking away and sitting in a corner, or walking away and thinking, I'm not doing this anymore, you keep walking, you keep moving, you do more, you are persistent. And when you do that, you break down barriers. And key to that over the years is that what people have said is shown to have validity. I mean, when I was at the height of my ridicule, which was almost of historic proportions in this country, in the 1990s, early 1990s, I was of the belief that if what I said had any validity, then it would be shown eventually to be so. And then all that abuse would start, and ridicule would start to fade away. What do you mean it will go? My goodness me, it hasn't. But it would start to fade as more and more people went, hold on a second. What this bloke said then, it's happening. And then you go on to the next thing, more persistence, and that process repeats itself and repeats itself. And eventually you part the seas, if you like, and more people start to see, actually, this person, whoever it is actually worth listening to, because they've got a track record. Look, it's happening, what they said. And this is why I say to people, if you hide and keep your mouth shut, and don't speak your truth because you fear the reaction of others, then you are not going to have that process of eventually people saying, hold on a second, what he said is happening. My goodness, what else is he saying? Because you've never said it, because you were frightened to, because people would ridicule you or condemn you or whatever. If we don't have the backbone to speak our truth, whatever that truth may be, then how can any of us talk about freedom? Because there's no greater freedom than being able to speak your truth no matter what it is.
That's right.
Without that fundamental freedom, there is no other freedom.
That's right. So
it's persistence, and it's having the balls, basically, to say things that are unacceptable to society at that time, take the consequences of that, but keep saying them until the day dawns when people start to say, hold on a second, it's not as mad as we thought he was. Look, and without those two things, then you're never going to be successful in communicating this information.
And it's like that anywhere in life. They want people to be spectators who aren't on the field. And I didn't really know the answer to that when I asked it. But that's total truth, what you said, Veritas, sage advice. Having the basic fundamentals, having your instincts, having the research, the history, and knowing you're right, and never stopping, that's what they're scared of, and that's why we've been successful. We haven't been caught off in the infighting. It's because we had a passion for freedom and truth. We've been successful. David Icke, it's great to know you. DavidIcke.com, the new book's out. Thank you so much for coming on with us. We really appreciate you spending time with us, and hopefully you'll be back with us again very soon.
Thank you. At Wembley Arena, 25th of October. I'm putting it all together.
Oh, well, we'd love to promote that before we come back on about that. Wembley Arena, DavidIcke.com. We'll be back with a report from the border. Thank you so much, David.
Cheers, Alex.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Crack
crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
In South Texas, our reporters are at the FAR International Bridge. And they had to get out of there because of, quote, a dangerous situation. So they're going to be connecting with us soon. I didn't intend to come in with danger zone when the reporters just had to disconnect and get out of there. So I don't know what's happening right now down there on the border. But the trains of death are arriving daily all the way from Central America. They're given passage. As long as they do not jump off the train, they're not taken to forced labor camps in Mexico. Mexico has always had the most draconian immigration laws in this hemisphere. Even the New York Times admits that. The shame of Mexico's immigration law, I think, was the headline last year. But now they've made a deal that unlimited from Guatemala all the way down to El Salvador. The Gazette.com, Colorado Gazette reports with the charities, the Catholic Church and others that are loading up the people and bringing them up into the United States, where the Border Patrol militarily salutes, puts them on buses to bring them in deeper, gives them vouchers to be sent to whoever they want to go to. I mean, just open borders with the government conduiting the Central and South American people, the destitute with their children. I mean, just pouring in. This is an unbelievable criminal operation. And they're going to get away with it. And they're going to get away with funding al-Qaeda to take over Iraq and Syria, calling them ISIS, and they're going to get away with anything, I guess, if we let them. And here's the issue about crime. Once a government gets to this level with tyranny, the sky's the limit. And we've now reached it. You think this is crazy? They'll probably start arresting people like me and just shooting patriots in the street or something. And then a civil war will start. I mean, there's... Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs has no criminal record. I'm going to get him on the air about this. Maybe tomorrow. I just got swamped with the news. And he sold the three or four guns he had. He's been in the Army, gone for years. Before he moved down here to raise some cash, he got down here, and he wants to get a rifle and, you know, stuff to go shooting with us. And he goes in. Time after time, they go, oh, sorry, you've been denied. We'll call you back. And they never do. Well, it's supposed to then trigger that they're supposed to give you the gun. There's no record. They won't do it. He, honorable... discharge. He's got the plaque on his office, Purple Heart plaques, the whole nine yards. Esquire magazine articles about him jumping off armored vehicles and stabbing al-Qaeda in the neck and all the rest of it. I mean, he's a well-known soldier, and he cannot get a gun. And most vets I know, Korea War vets, Vietnam vets, I know guys that are grandpas. One guy's a famous NFL football player, was a UT football player, and I talked to him at a party, a birthday party years ago. It's been going on for a while, about 5 years ago. And he cannot get a rifle for his grandson, and he can't buy guns. He's got dozens of guns, has no criminal record. No one will sell him a gun. And that's because there's this lawlessness. I mean, the illegals are legal. There's no law. They just do it. It's violating the law. There's no law. They can't give him a gun, but they won't sell him one because it's all digital under FBI control and the NICS system. And you've seen Bill Clinton when he left office. They denied 87,000 troops being able to have guns. They just put them on a list if they'd ever even been interviewed for PTSD. Well, you're not allowed to own guns if you have PTSD. Half the time the diagnosis is wrong. But the issue here is this is the undemocratic extrajudicial purge where the bureaucracy does whatever it wants and selectively enforces laws or doesn't even follow the law. And that's what this whole digital system's about. That's why they want to ban private sales. That's why they want to ban you selling your neighbor a gun or giving your son a gun or giving grandpa a gun or vice versa. I've given my dad probably 4 guns over the years. He's probably given me 10 guns. And I've got them all. And they've all gone up in value. And the reason you get more guns is they're cool. You want to have more. You shoot them. You talk to them. It's a culture. And extrajudicially, folks, if they can get the veterans, they're going to get us all. A lot of people go, I don't care. I'm not a veteran. I don't care if they take their guns. I love this self-centered way people think. As if oh, it's not happening to me today. Like, I don't care. I don't own a coal power plant. Why do I care if they shut it off? Because half your energy comes from it, dummy. People are, they think their ignorance and their arrogance is a shield. It's not. It's an enslavement. Okay, they just reconnected from the far bridge. That's the name of the bridge. They'll tell you the town they're near. This is where Breitbart was Sunday, where the Border Patrol told them they couldn't be there, quote, for their safety. They're at the International Bridge, right down on the edge of the border, and the Rio Grande on the United States side, right there by Military Highway 281. And they are reporting from that area. I want them to tell us why they just had to pull out a moment ago to a quote, safer place, what run-ins they've had with the Border Patrol. He's trying to keep the press out of the area because they don't want people getting video of this train of death coming in, and other things that happened since I talked to them on the Sunday show last night. Kit Daniels and Rob Jacobson reporting from the border. Kit, what can you tell us?
Well, we just drove from Brownsville, Texas, about 60 miles parallel to the Mexican border to reach here for our international bridge. And this entire time, we've seen only one Border Patrol vehicle this entire trip. Yet, we've seen maybe four or five state troopers on the way up here. And we, last night, we randomly took a side road near the border near Brownsville. And we encountered a wide open border gate, completely wide open, unguarded. And I wanted to come here to emphasize the fact that here, an international bridge, which is very well known, is, it looks like an actual, what you'd expect on the border. But going back to the south where we came from on this, to reach here, we've seen several holes in the border fence, and it's just unbelievable. And only one border patrol agent.
Well, you know, I told you this basically was the headline yesterday. National Review went with it today. What an open border looks like in the Rio Grande Valley, illegal border crossers are surrendering voluntarily. That is the headline today, Kit. That's what's happening. The Border Patrol is now a delivery agent, a taxi service to get them to Greyhound buses and pay for the ticket. And so what we want to do here is go with that and then go with the headline in the video, Border Patrol leaves border gates open. Border Patrol stands down. Subheadline, border effectively erased. And then just write about how they're a taxi service, showing the Jakari Jackson video of them admitting they pay to now get them into the interior. And we have total treason documented. Then cherry on top in the article you're going to write tonight, and again, you've done a fabulous job, is why are there checkpoints on the highways? Why is there army at the Kite Festival in Austin searching people? Why is the TSA groping us? This is total sickening treason. This is unbelievable. Kit, please continue reporting.
And I read Kurt Nimmo's article this morning about Senator Feinstein saying, hey, another 9/11 is going to happen. The terrorists are just going to, we got to have intelligence, abuse of Fourth Amendment to save us from terrorists. But what I've seen the past 2 days is wide open borders where illegal aliens can just roam across the border with impunity. And when they do encounter Border Patrol agents, a few that actually do, they are treated better than what we're treated when we are in line at the airport with TSA. So it's just, it shows you to look into the border collapse that's now occurring is key to understanding how government spends reality. So they will take it goes back to Deal Clinton, the Roman Emperor Deal Clinton's problem reaction solution. They're going to take a crisis or a government-created crisis and spin it to their agenda to take away our rights, but at the same time, expand government powers. That's what we're seeing right now. It's key to understand that the government is using this for not only their own agenda, but they're also spinning the war on terrorism to fit their own agenda as well.
Well, Kit, you've done a great job. We're going to come back to you in a few minutes. That lob's a little windy there in the high wind. We're going to try to go to handheld here. So I'm going to go back to you in just a moment there. Our reporters down on the South Texas border with Mexico confirming just all sorts of critical data. Again, we broke last week, and Drudge Report carried it. DrudgeReport.com carried the Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com articles confirming that the Border Patrol buses them in from the border and then pays to put them on Greyhound to ship them anywhere they want to go. That's confirmed on video. The border is wide open, but if I want to go to a UT football game, they now have TSA-style checkpoints. They will. A man will grab my genitals. So I'm not going, even though I don't want to see the game anyways. I'm not going. You know, when family's in town, I might want to go. I still occasionally, every few years, will go to a UT football game just to see the spectacle of the simulated warfare and people being turned into animals. But expanding on all of that, it is just absolutely incredible that we have gotten to this point as a society that the government can openly fund al-Qaeda, and we cover it for 3 years plus the proxy war in Syria. Then they change the name from al-Qaeda to ISIS and have them invade Iraq. And Obama goes, I don't think I'll help the president. I don't think I'll help the prime minister. We're just going to, you know, let them take over because they run them. I mean, I'm getting to the point now with cops or anybody running around all paranoid like there's terrorists everywhere. It's an excuse to take over. And to be down there and see border gates just open and to have the Border Patrol come up to our guys, I want to have them go back down to the border checkpoint that's only about 100 yards away, because guaranteed they'll run up and say, get out of here, get out of here. Then we can say, hey, we're here to report that you guys are busing them into the country and giving them vouchers. We need that interaction with them showing that they're being told this. That is absolutely essential. But there's the headline. City official admits Border Patrol fronting cash to bus illegals. Border Patrol purchasing bus tickets, vouchers for illegal immigrants while saddling border towns with housing burden. I mean, it literally is to collapse the country. The most poor, no jobs, no school, multiple kids, women just showing up to go directly on the welfare roll and to vote 100% Democratic. And the Republican leadership's going along with it because they want to defeat the Tea Party. They want to balkanize and break the country up. Were we able to get a better mic? All right, well, we'll have to go back to that one if it doesn't happen. Maybe it broke. I don't know. But maybe we can get them to go down by the Border Patrol checkpoint itself or tell us why they moved from that position to where they're at. Maybe get into an area where there's not a bunch of wind so we can talk to them. Again, ladies and gentlemen, reporting for Infowars.com from the border. I mean, listen, they say it's racist if you point out that totally undocumented illegals carry diseases. I mean, have you been to South America, Central America? Doctors warn of looming health crisis due to flood of young illegal immigrants. Well, that's what it's supposed to do, is bankrupt the country. What do you think Obamacare is? What do you think Cloward and Piven is? What do you think Agenda 21 is? What do you think shutting down the power plants is? This is the reality. New sensors will scoop up big data on Chicago. Metal fixtures going up will grab that look like pieces of sculpture, but they'll provide big step forward as Chicago understands itself by observing the city's people and surroundings. Inside of the sculptures will be, quote, data collection sensors. And see, they call it a air quality, light intensity, sound volume. That's microphones. See, they're not putting up light poles that have microphones that listen to you. It's a sound volume or gunshot detector, though it's used to listen to you, see? I mean, this is 1984. It's not Chicago's putting up Homeland Security funded systems that have cell towers hidden in them. We broke this a few months ago in Seattle to steal all your data, and it turns out it's illegal, so they had to stop. No. In Chicago, it's a sculpture. You're not against art, are you? New sensors will scoop up big data on Chicago. The sensors will also count people by measuring wireless signals on mobile devices. This was put in 8 years ago, first in England, now in other cities in the U.S. last year and this year. And it tracks everything you do in real time, bypassing even the telecoms, paying to get the data from them. Just government's going to grab the data from you itself, but also have its own network. But it's in a sculpture. Yeah, I mean, come on. And people still keep making jokes about me covering the New York Times years ago about the new light bulbs can have wireless systems put into them that flicker data to communicate with new sensors that come in computer pads or that are inside the computer that then lets the government remote access your computer. I mean, that's New York Times, and it's a big liberal thing making fun of me that he thinks the light bulbs are spying on you. Okay, we've got the crew back, guys. What was it you said that was a dangerous area you were in, and so you guys had to move before coming on? What happened there, and what else has been unfolding, Kit?
We took a back road just south of the highway to look for a place near the border fence to make our shoot. And there was, we passed by a police station, like a little small town police station, which just so happens to have one of those surveillance towers. And we looked at it, I was like, wow, what is that? Why is that out here? So we kept driving, and it's just wide open fences, no border patrol whatsoever. It's just, it gives you a really eerie, uncomfortable feeling. It's all just brushland. Like, it, just about anybody can hide anywhere out there.
Now, we've got a report you filed. I thought it was coming. You guys did such a great job shooting this. It's already done. We're going to premiere it here coming up in the next segment and keep you summoned to overdrive. Kit Daniels and Rob Jacobson are reporting from the Texas border. But in this new video, and I think we're going to title it, I guess, Border Wide Open, Border Patrol Stands Down, or Border Patrol Leaves Gates Open. I guess we already have the video of that we're about to show folks when we come back from break. Describe what else you've seen, Kit.
It just hit me like a ton of bricks. The state troopers and the small town cops here are trying to, are doing a better job at border security and what the border patrol can do. That's why we just saw a city surveillance tower right near the border. Like, driving up here, we saw like two or three state troopers parked several, like, just every so often down the highway. The state of Texas and the local police are having to step in to protect the borders.
And let's be clear, just like in Mexico, the government wouldn't do its job and disarm the people, so the crime rate exploded. Citizens got guns illegally, restored order. Just like the feds are stepping back, that's a major important angle right there to confirm in the new report on when you guys get back, because I know you're coming back tonight, is the fact that Texas steps in when Border Patrol stands down, because you say you've seen almost no Border Patrol, and I've been down there. It's usually crawling. So now you're seeing state police and locals having to step in.
And I want to emphasize that the Border Patrol agent that we did see, he was just on the shoulder of Highway 281 and is likely probably taking a phone call. It wasn't like we saw him out in the Badlands that we just drove through.
Oh, this is amazing. I've got your special report coming up, and we're going to come back to you. Kit Daniels from the border, Infowars.com. I'm Alex Jones, and we're going to come back and play this report. Stay with us. Final segment of the main transmission. We'll do some overdrive with Kit Daniels and Rob Jacobson. I also kind of want to get Rob Jacobson's take on what he's seen while he's been down there in overdrives. Perhaps we'll do that. We're going to their report that shows the Border Patrol leaving gates open now and just leaving at night. I mean, that's how wide open this is. This is totally insane. Before I go any further, please remember this hour was brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex, MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex, where you find their specials, super high quality, great customer service. This is where I get my storable foods. They're trying to collapse society. You're insane if you don't have storable food. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Check them out today, and they're great sponsors as well. So it's a win, win, win. Great company. You get great food. Supports the broadcast. MyPatriotSupply.com. Separately, we have the best products, water filters, free stainless steel stands, 10% off with promo code WATER on the filtration systems. The best ones out there, ProPure with the new filters, InfoWarsStore.com. Get your water purified and support basic liberty at the same time by funding this operation. And InfoWarsLife.com got some great specials, detox specials on X2. Super hot product, but we're discounting it because we want it to get it into your hands. I want to thank you all for your support. X2 at InfoWarsStore.com, or go directly to the supplement subpage at InfoWarsLife.com. We've got some new items coming this week. Made in America apparel and new Molon Labe belt buckles as well, coming to madein1776.com. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead and go to the border report showing more evidence of a complete treasonous stand down.
In the border city of Brownsville, Texas, the incredible decrease of Border Patrol activity emphasizes that not only is the Border Patrol stretched thin, but agents are also being pressured to stand down from enforcing immigration laws as the federal government also begins to enact a media blackout on America's vanishing borders.
We're here at the international border in Brownsville, Texas, and as you can see, there's hardly any Border Patrol whatsoever, even at the border.
You would think with the current flood of tens of thousands of immigrants from Central America overwhelming our borders, Brownsville would be crawling with Border Patrol vehicles. But, on the extreme contrary, we saw, no exaggeration, well over 10 times as many Border Patrol vehicles parked at various facilities than we saw driving the streets in and around Brownsville. In fact, we stood for well over an hour outside the border checkpoint in the city and only saw maybe one Border Patrol vehicle every 10 to 15 minutes drive by. Just look at this wide open border fence. It's at night and nobody's guarding it. It's wide open. This just highlights the illusion of border security by the Obama administration. Consider the fact that the surge of immigrant youth has increased from 6,500 in 2011 to 90,000 this year alone, an increase of over 1,300%, and it's crystal clear that the Obama administration is forcing the Border Patrol to back off of enforcing existing immigration laws. One of the very few Border Patrol agents that we observed actually patrolling South Texas took a very keen interest in us. As you can see, he speeds up to catch up to our vehicle and likely ran our plates. We tried to flag him down and talk to him, but he didn't respond. He tailed us very closely for several minutes, nearly all the way into downtown Brownsville before he finally peeled off.
We were driving around the border. I guess he took an interest in us.
We're standing outside an illegal immigration detention facility about 40 miles northeast of Brownsville, Texas. We drove down to the guard station and asked if we could take a tour of the facility as journalists. But they refused, told us to turn around, and even told us to stop recording.
Ready. Yeah, we're journalists out of Austin. Is it possible for us to take a look around?
No, sir.
Drive around?
You have to call in and get an appointment. There's signs. You do have one sign. That's to be recorded.
Okay, that's fine.
Over the past few weeks, the feds have been shutting down areas immediately on the U.S. side of the border, which have traditionally been open to the public. There they are closing them down by citing safety concerns.
Do not enter. Authorized personnel only. Signs like these have been popping up in the last couple of weeks on our side of the border to keep the public and the press away and in the dark about the border collapse.
This is simply a media blackout that allows the Obama administration to control the narrative on illegal immigration. They've already been doing just that by deceptively skewing the number of deportations in their favor by classifying cases where immigrants...
All right, we'll be right back, folks.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today. You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.